Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dampness. We are back once again. This time we're looking at the continuation of Snydersons.
Ah, the Snydersons. This is my favorite time of this year so far. Snyder.
Snydersons. You know what I really found interesting about that trailer is like, for me, right, with zombies, I'm always a little bit on the nose because I'm like, it's either they're fast or they're slow, but they're still zombies, you know. But like when Zack Snyder threw at me zombies that could communicate, I was like, okay, you're giving me zombies that can actually dodge people throwing punches and knives. I'm like, okay, Zack, you got me interested, man.
Do you remember that book that we read as kids?
The Enemy by Charlie Hickson?
Yes, that series of books. Eventually, there was a point where I feel like some of the zombies started to gain some sort of sentience.
They did.
And then I stopped reading.
I remember there was a chapter where those kids ended up in a mall. And there was zombies in the mall, and then they just watched these zombies like try to go shopping, but like being very poor at it, but like gaining some sort of sentience, dressed very weirdly, but you know, changing their clothes, putting on cologne.
I actually remember a character who was a zombie who we were following, and he was thinking, like he was actually thinking, sort of. But not even thinking as like a human doing normal things, but he was like, I feel like planning like how to get these kids and shit, which reminded me of Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead trailer. And I'm hoping that this is gonna start a new thing with zombies. Like let's see what other things zombies can do. Because for a while, it was let's slow them down, you know. Walking Dead ruled the land for a while. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, like, when you're talking about there being more to zombies, I'm thinking stuff like Z Nation, and like there was also you remember that movie where that dude was a zombie, then he regressed to being a human.
Is that Warm Bodies?
Warm Bodies, yeah.
You know,
Warm
I've never finished that.
Yeah.
I like the idea, but I didn't like. Like when I started watching the movie, I was like, eh, and I turned it off. I don't know why. I found it interesting.
Watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching it, and I wasn't really like. I didn't know anything about it. I just went in there. Movie called Warm Bodies. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's see what this is about. And then when it was done, I was like, okay, that was actually pretty decent. I enjoyed that because there was a different take on the whole zombie thing.
What I found quite good about that one was like the choice of Nicholas Holt as well. Such a good actor. But what are we talking about? Zombies. I guess Train to Busan. Wait, no. It wasn't only Train to Busan. How do the zombies behave in Z Nation?
Some of them are fast,
okay,
some of them
good.
Are slow, and then
the
and
movie
and then they...
has fast zombies. The one with Brad Pitt.
World War Z
had fast zombies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And zombies that like chose targets, which is interesting as well. And Train to Busan as well. I guess if you're talking about fast zombies, you have to count Train to Busan. They like climb over each other.
Oh, definitely. It's Train to Busan zombies and Kingdom zombies. There's this Korean series called Kingdom. I don't know if you've seen it.
Never, but I feel like I've seen trailers where I've been like, that is crazy. Then I just forget.
No, it's a pretty good show. I'm waiting for the new season. Hopefully, Netflix do the right things.
And sometimes, I feel like sometimes Netflix is like, How many seasons have we given that show? Two seasons? Yeah, it's time to cut it. It's, I don't know. Netflix green lights a lot of things. Have you noticed that? They green light a lot of things, but not a lot of things get like long running series time. Only certain
That's
special
true.
things. I wonder if that's
I feel
like
like
a
Netflix.
business thing.
It's the same thing that I noticed with the South African shows. Your Queen Sono and Shadow and the new one that just came out, like Kings of Jersey or something.
Did you
They
actually
always
watch those out of interest?
I watched Shadow and Queen Sono.
To the end.
Yeah, like the whole thing.
Damn it. I
They're really
watched
interesting.
like trailers and nothing else. You were saying
No,
about them being renewed?
they never really like announced any renewals. Netflix was always like, yeah, no, we're gonna see how it goes, and then that's where it sort of stopped, you know.
Oh, they didn't even renew that the one with the kids, Blood and what is it called?
I think Blood and Water. I don't know what happened with Blood and Water. Let me Google some of these facts that I'm spitting.
Well, I just don't have my laptop in front of me this week, so I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. Oh, by the way, I forgot. We started all the way at Army of the Dead, and now we ended up here. This is my fault. I'm gonna say it's my fault. I always
Yeah.
go places. I
All
apologize.
right.
But Army of the Dead shit.
Okay.
We saw a lot of good Batista stuff too.
I was gonna start with that because from the moment that trailer started and then Dave Bautista's expression came through for like 5 seconds, I was like, oh shit, this dude is going in this one, you know?
He's a type of actor I feel like Zack Snyder just loves, physical, great expressions,
Exactly.
obviously super fantastic in an action scene. Just a great face too. Just a great face.
And
You can, I, yeah.
you never hear stuff about him, you know? I mean, you never hear bad stuff about him. Every director who's talked about Dave Bautista always talks about how great a worker he is, you know?
Yes, which is something that's kind of weird for like when you think of WWE wrestlers turned actors, usually like some of them are talked about like jokes, like nobody talks about Triple H like as an actor, right?
Yeah, dude.
It's like nah, but Batista's sort of carving his own little path, which is nice, man.
I mean, with Batista, I feel like the time when he came out of wrestling, he was so popular. But now he's popular in a different way. There's people who are fans of Batista who probably not even aware the dude even wrestled. You know,
Yeah, that's
that's where he's
true.
at now.
Especially with those big things like Guardians of the Galaxy, Blade Runner, Dune. It's just massive stuff. Massive stuff.
And I mean, if we're looking at star power, I feel like he's the biggest name in this movie. I might be wrong, but that's how it looked in the trailer.
I would say so. I mean, he gets the star treatment for sure. Like he's a leading man here. The other actors have, you've seen them around, but
Yeah.
they're not the stars of this one, you know what I mean? He's the
Yeah, that's
face.
true. Okay, and like you gotta say with the environment, like from the moment the trailer starts, you instantly put into the headspace that yeah, people have been living in a zombie world for a while now. They're kind of used to it, kind of feel, you know?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, actually. Because it seemed like they turned up in Vegas and then they were like, oh crap, what's happening here? So it actually made me wonder. I don't know if the other places are zombified.
That's a very good
Like
question, dude.
I'm actually wondering if part of the story is that like Vegas has been closed off and isolated, and the government's, telling those Area 51 lies. And then these guys turn up for this heist, and they're like, "Oh crap, what in the hell is this?" that type of thing.
That might be it. That might be it. That might be it too,
Or
actually.
maybe somebody's listening to this and going, "No, you idiots, in the trailer, they show this other place that's zombified." Yeah, I don't know.
Man, I feel like Zack Snyder is going to be weaving up something special for this one.
Something special? What do you mean, man?
I don't know, man. Plot twists, man. You know, Zack. Can hit you with something you didn't see coming.
Oh, I mean, some of his movies are just things you don't see coming. What was that one with the girl in the psych, the she was in like the crazy
Sucker Punch.
people place. Yeah, Sucker Punch. That movie is so weird.
That movie's wild, man.
Like when you really try to make sense of it, that's when you just invite problems for yourself, right? Like there's scenes I watch
I've
there, I'm
legit.
like, if I could take that and I put it in a completely new movie that I've written for it, it would be so much better than whatever the hell is happening here right now. You know what I mean?
Dude, with Sucker Punch. Dude, with Sucker Punch, I've finished that movie legit like 3 times, but like, I still have no idea whether the moments in that in those fight scenes was reality or lies. I do not.
Well, my thing was always, oh, it's in her head, right? Because she's in this crazy place and they're doing these crazy things to them. So the only way for her to survive is just to disappear.
Am I being crazy? Was Drew Barrymore in that? Am I thinking of something else completely?
I don't know, man. The only person I can think about is Emily Browning from the really small woman from American Gods.
Oh no, I was thinking of Gina Maloney. Yeah. Gina Maloney.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Vanessa Hutchins was in that.
Yeah,
Oh.
yeah. It just felt like it didn't make much sense to me. But that's fine. Because that is life, Sometimes things are gonna make sense. Sometimes they're gonna have meaning. Sometimes they're not.
Sometimes they're gonna get sucker punch.
Yeah. By the way, Vegas and Army of the Dead. I love how we're just going away from Army of the Dead and then coming way back to it. It's just like away and then back. Vegas and Army of the Dead looks great. We said this before. But oh my God, it just looks great. Are you there? Are you there? Vegas in Army of the Dead looks amazing.
Dude, it looks freaking incredible. Because like if you
By the way, your volume
it
just
for
shot
from
up, by the way. I
shut
didn't
up.
realize this before, but your volume was really low at the beginning.
Oh shit, okay, that's crazy.
Or maybe my
Anyway,
earphones
so
are messed up. One of those two. We'll see in editing.
we'll see. Anyway, so Army of the Dead, when Vegas looks amazing, but like there's something else that I noticed that Zach chose to linger on, and that was the whole the whole king and queen looking zombies of the fast smart zombies,
Yeah.
with them having their moment, and
I
then like declaring war and all of
think
that.
they're called like alphas, unless I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what they're called, to be honest. And then, of course, ending up with that zombie tiger. Man, a zombie tiger, man.
Very nice,
Jeez.
very nice. Zombie tiger. Just so scary. Do you understand how scary that is? A tiger that wants your brains, bro,
Dude, I would.
and it can't die.
Dude, I'll literally just stop and be like, hey, this is it. This is it.
This is what? It's That is the most horrible thing. Just imagine animals just want your brain, bro. Imagine a snake that just wants your brain. Do you understand that?
It'll crawl through your mouth into your
Bro,
skull
bro,
and
bro, bro,
just
bro.
eat the
Oh,
brains.
by the way, that's a great idea, by the way. Just animals that want,
Right?
if there are any writers out there, animals that are
Animals that want your
zombies,
brains.
animals that are trying to eat you.
They want your
So
brains.
just
Just want your brains.
animals want to eat human. Done. Let's get it done. Let's see those scripts. The
Formed a great identity
way,
anyway.
okay, we've talked about Army of the Dead for 18 minutes. We can divert now, right? Okay, so
Sure.
Mortal
Oh,
Kombat.
okay, so. Oh,
I had to
man.
go there because it's in
Yeah.
8 days, and they saw this behind the scenes trailer. I just want to remind people it's in 8 days. That's the day we are recording this. Damn it, damn it. 2020, it's on the 23rd. It's very close.
8 days,
Is it
eight
7 days now? I
days.
don't know. What were you gonna say before
Which
that?
either way, it really
I feel
works.
like you had a different thing.
No, it was a different thing. But when Mortal Kombat
No,
now,
no,
so
no, no, no. Jump,
that's what
jump,
I
Mortal Kombat, because we don't have anything to talk about it.
thought. Well, I was gonna say I caught up with Invincible, so I'm on the same
You are caught
level of
up.
episodes
Okay,
now.
should we do like a quick review,
Yeah.
non-spoiler, because definitely people are not caught up.
Oh.
100%.
Yeah, definitely not. Oh man. Yeah, Invisible is a great show. Invisible is a great show, man. Like
Yeah, so
it's a really
for the
solid
listeners,
show.
Invincible follows the adventures of what's his name?
Mark
Who
Grayson.
is the descendant of the son of a guy from where? Planet
It's Viltrumite. They're Viltrumites.
So,
Vilt
okay.
something.
So, this guy's dad
Yeah.
is a super, super, super hero from another planet. Okay. And
It's like Superman, but they're like just born powerful.
yes. And he gets his powers now. So, he also wants to be a superhero. Duh. And that's where I'm going to leave it because you can't say too much with this series.
Yeah, there's so much. Like one sentence can unravel
Exactly.
everything.
Like the twists, man, the twists. But from my book, all I can say is that it's bloody brutal and crazy and just cynical and funny and very nice. It's very unique.
Dude, I'm really happy. I'm really happy they did it animated because like it gives them so much room to do so many things. Like you said, it's very brutal, man. Like fight scenes are brutal in that thing.
Dude, I love animated for that. It's just so many ways you can go that like live action would be a real headache. I mean, animation is kind of also a huge headache. It takes ages, but when it comes out, it's just beautiful, isn't it? Just beautiful. And the cast for this, bro. The cast for this. Steven Yeun is the lead,
Dude.
playing as Mark Grayson.
J.K.
J.K. Simmons
Simmons
plays his dad,
plays the dad.
Omni-Man. His mom is played by Sandra. Oh, Sandra Oh, is that her name? Damn.
Yes, is it Sandra?
And
Yeah,
then
Sandra. Oh.
I feel like Mahershala Ali makes an appearance here and there.
Yeah, it does.
I mean,
Yeah.
just the top crowd, just the top cast. You gotta listen to these people, incredible people on that series.
I mean, Jillian Jacobs is in this.
Dude,
Zazie
see.
Beetz plays Amber.
Do you know her name is Zazie Beetz?
Yeah.
Zazie? So I
Really?
watched her on this show
Okay.
where she was talking about her name and she was like, it's Zazie, but everybody says Zazie. But Zazie's so much better.
What can you say? But like we were saying, man, so some of the names in this thing, Seth Rogen, Mark
Dude,
Hamill,
dude,
you know,
dude.
like Zachary freaking Quinto is in
Dude,
this thing, bro.
insane, dude. And so many Walking Dead alum too as well. I noticed that. Obviously, it's a Robert Kirkman.
Yeah,
It's adapted from a
true.
Robert Kirkman novel, so I mean, graphic novel, comic book, whatever. So that's kind of expected, right? But yeah, this cast is insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
But now that Invincible is a freaking incredible
Speaking
anime.
of
People gotta check it out.
interesting superhero shows, Jupiter's Leg Legacy, Leg Legacy. What are your expectations?
I don't know, man. I watched it and like I feel like they showed me all the fight scenes for the entire season in the trailer. Like I saw a lot of fight scenes that I don't think I should have seen, but I hope they have more of this like 20% of the whole
Yeah,
thing.
dude, I was left wondering, like, are they going to give me any twists and turns in that show? Like, there were some parts I was like, oh, this is an interesting show. And then there were some parts where I was like, oh, it's a CW show. Especially, the younger hero stuff. I don't know, some of that stuff can
Yeah.
become a bit CW, I hope they keep it fresh,
A lot of this stuff is, a lot of this stuff really is like super deep CW, but like I'll give them props on some of the casting, especially like the first, especially with of course what's his name? Josh Duhamel, Duhamel. I don't know how to say
Neither
his
do
surname.
I, bro.
And Leslie Bibb. Yeah, and Leslie Bibb being
Yeah.
in this, you know,
Dude, I spotted
it's pretty.
YouTube sensation Anna Arcana in this. It's just so great to see the progression, She's been killing it on YouTube for a long time.
Yeah, so it's pretty insane from that. I really hope there's something really cool planned for this. Because the last thing that looked alien and superhero-ish that had Jupiter in it didn't work out so well. That being Jupiter
Yes, I was just
ascending.
about to say, like, the names are kind of confusing people because people think that this has something to do with that stuff. Even I thought that when before I watched the
Exactly.
trailer,
That's what I thought at first. That's legit what
I
I
was like,
thought when
okay,
I
so
saw that.
which of these guys is related to Mila Kunis? I was like, I definitely said, okay, but just a quick conversation about this. Like, what are your thoughts on like seeing superhero stories that are not Marvel and DC now?
I think it's fun, man, because like a lot of the superhero stories that aren't Marvel or DC spend a lot of time in the dark. But I think the first one that was in Marvel that sort of broke the mold, that sort of paved the way, in my opinion, was Constantine. I mean, because Constantine technically isn't even DC; it was a Dark Horse comic to begin with. So,
yeah.
all right, okay.
His
I said,
DNA is just too DC for me right now. You know what I mean? Like when I think of him, I also think of
okay.
Justice League Dark, right? It's just so tied.
It's okay. Let's say Preacher. For me, Preacher then. Preacher sort of paved the way for that because it was the real one. It was the first one that came out properly, and people got behind it, and it actually
Yes.
was able to run
Yes,
until
and
it
it
finished.
came before the
Before
boys.
it
Came
get
before the
canceled,
boys.
and it came before the
I
boys.
feel like the boys is
The
the big
boys
one,
came
right?
after.
The one that a lot of people look to and go, I feel like that's where a lot of people went, oh, R-rated superhero TV show that can work. Okay. Let's
Exactly.
start picking up some of
Exactly.
these crazy things. I feel like people have been trying. But I feel like the R-rated stuff is slightly more exciting than just everything else. You know what I mean? Or maybe that's a biased view because I love R-rated stuff. Maybe, you know, sometimes you have to look at your biases. Maybe it's just me. I love violence. Just me.
Man, that R-rated stuff is good, man. Like, when I'm thinking R-rated right now, I start missing the Punisher series. I really wish Marvel hadn't canceled them.
Yeah, I wonder if.
I really wish Marvel were.
Yeah, it's terrible. They had a great
You
casting.
wonder?
Like, Jon Bernthal is fantastic. I mean, you talk about Daredevil casting as well. Everybody was really good in the cast.
Ah,
I mean, besides Iron Fist.
I really,
But yeah.
I do hope they bring Charlie Cox back though to be in the Spider-Man movie.
I mean, we'll
I really
see,
do.
man. I'm really hoping. I hope it's not a boner joke like the last time, you know, in WandaVision. Just to
Yeah.
bring a dude back for a boner joke, just didn't please the heart, you know. Like, it's a good joke, guys, good joke, WandaVision, you got us, but just leaves you feeling empty inside. I don't know how to explain it. You know, when your theories are so good and then the end product is just wah, wah, wah. And you feel like you're duped because you're like, they're pointing all the signs, but I somehow got this wrong. Yeah, anyway, that's our fault. Do you have anything else?
Well, no, but it's just interesting time. No, I
Dude,
got
it's
nothing
30
else.
minutes.
I think we covered
30
about
minutes.
everything.
Oh, but it might not be 30 minutes.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Dabblers. I have been Quentin, he has been the Shogun. We're signing off.
Don't have children.
You got anything? Oh shit. Okay, that's deep. I'm with that, I
I'm
guess.
just, I'm kidding, you know. Spread
Wait.
that seed.
All right.
Please just end this before I say something
I don't know if
crazy.
that's not. Yeah.